I came to writing by absolute mistake.
Mistake or not, it has paid off handsomely for Jeffrey Archer. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Many writers labor away for years, often for a lifetime, winning little or no recognition. But Jeffrey Archer is turning out one blockbuster after another. Cain and Abel is on the bestseller list for 41 weeks. The Prodigal Daughter, 6 months on the list, is now out in paperback.
You never get used to it, is the answer. Or at least I hope I never get used to it. Never lose the enthusiasm and the excitement that comes from the fact that the American people have been that good to me, because I am an Englishman. And I have written both the stories, Cain and Abel and The Prodigal Daughter, of course, is about the first woman president of the United States. And the Americans are a generous race, you know. They put me to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list on July the 4th, which was very kind of them.
Jeffrey Archer spent 5 years in the British House of Commons before a financial disaster forced him out of politics.
Well, I'd always wanted a full political life and had long believed that it was necessary to be financially stable as a politician, and invested all the money I'd made in my small company, which specialized in films, television, and the theater, in a company called Aquablast, on the advice of the Bank of Boston. I invested my own money, and I was stupidly borrowed more from the bank, because I really believed it was bound to succeed, only to find it was run by a bunch of crooks, and they stole mine and everyone else's money. And overnight, I was in debt for $1 million.
With bankruptcy over his head, Archer quit Parliament, and unable to find a job, sat down and wrote a book called Not a Penny More, Not a Penny Less.
To my surprise, the book took off all over the world. And I suppose the Daily Telegraph in England summing up, well, you should have expected anyone who'd served in the House of Commons to be a good storyteller, was probably something to do with it. But basically, I was first and foremost a politician, and came to writing by mistake.
For novelist Jeffrey Archer, a fortunate mistake. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. British novelist Jeffrey Archer turned to writing after a near bankruptcy forced him out of his post in the House of Commons. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. To pay his debts, Archer tried his hand at writing and produced Not a Penny More, Not a Penny Less. Other bestsellers followed, Shall We Tell the President, Cain and Abel, and The Prodigal Daughter.
I think by nature I'm a storyteller, not a writer. And I can certainly say that I never know what's on the next line, I never know what's on the next page, and I never know what's in the next chapter. Even when I go to bed at night on the first draft of a book, and the first draft of Cain and Abel took 8 weeks, and then it took 16 drafts over 2 years to get it right. But on the first draft, I never know what's on the next page. And the answer to your question is that I just write for 2 hours, I correct the rest of the day and write for 2 hours the next day, correct the rest of the day, normally an 8-hour day, and I go to bed at night with no idea what I'm going to write the next day.
Cain and Abel and The Prodigal Daughter are built around American rather than English politics.
I have two editors, one in Britain and one in the United States. My editor in the United States, indeed, takes the English version and, for using your word, Americanizes it, changes those words such as lifts into elevators, undergrounds into subways, and so on.
When Jeffrey Archer came to New York on a tour to promote his first book, he knew he had a way to go before he would become a best-selling author.
I walked down to Doubleday's on the corner, and they had two of my books only. And I walked down to Scribner's, and they had one. And I walked down to Barnes & Noble, and they had two. And when I returned a week later, they still had two. The other stop still had two, and the other one still had one. And I stood by the corner, and I saw Michener's book in the corner, Centennial. And I saw 500 of them by the door. And I walked out and said, one day I'll walk into this shop and there'll be 500 copies by the door. I walked into Barnes & Noble this morning, there were 1,200 copies.
That's Jeffrey Archer, who counts his book sales not by the thousands, but by the hundreds of thousands. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.